Okay, we continue in the Tanya with the commentary of the Chassidus Mevo'ares on page Reish Tes Vav. We're discussing the uniqueness of the bonding that comes through a person's learning of Torah. And the primary aspect of that is more particularly the knowledge of the Torah information that one has learned. Depending on the amount of knowledge, there's two aspects to the learning of Torah. There's the actual act of the learning Torah, and then there's the knowledge of the learning of the Torah. And that's what the Rebbe is elaborating on. So we're seven lines from the top, the words of the Baal HaTanya. Masha seichel masig v'tofes umakif besichlo masha efshlo litvos. That which the seichel is able to comprehend and grasp and surround with his intellect, that which he's able to litvos lahasig midias haTorah, from the knowledge of the Torah. Ish kifi sichlo, each person according to his understanding, v'koach yidiyaso, and the power of his knowledge, vasagaso, and his comprehension of it, bipshat remes drush sodat Torah, in the four aspects of Torah, of pshat, the simple interpretation, remes, the hints, the drush, the rabbinical explanations, and sod, and the mystical deep understanding, explains the Chassidus Mevo'ares this concept of the yichud nifla, the wondrous unity that comes through learning Torah. So yichud nifla zeh shel nefesh ha'adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu eina mitzad etzem ha'esek v'halimud b'Torah. That doesn't come between the soul and Hashem. It doesn't come from the actual learning of the Torah. Ela mitzad ha'havona v'hasaga shebetorah. But it comes from the aspect of the understanding and the grasp one has of the Torah. Hainu, meaning to say, Kasher chachmas haTorah nikletas heitev v'sichlo ashura al burya, when the intellect of the Torah is grasped very well by his intellect, clearly, shows a inyan muchruch mitzad sichlo v'dayto, then that aspect, because something that must be, in other words, his intellect says, this is what the understanding has to be. It changes his perspective of life. If you understand what the Chachma is saying, then your logic dictates now this new concept that's been incorporated into your life. That's when something is very clear. Something is not clear, doesn't have to be that way. But if it's very clear, you've grasped it well, then you say, well, of course this has to be. This must be. And that becomes totally part of who you are. And that's when you get this wondrous connection to Hashem. Lefikach. Therefore, yichud nifla zeh im chachmas haTorah hu b'masha efshalo litfos l'hasik midas Torah. Therefore, this wondrous unity in the wisdom of Torah is only from that aspect of how much a person is able to grasp of his knowledge of the Torah. Ki rak ma shekolet v'nitfas b'havona shalom misached im secholarim. Only that which you grasp and internalize in your understanding, that is what unifies you with the intellect of Hashem. On the other hand, things that are really deep in the Torah, they're beyond what you understand. And therefore, you don't really understand it so clearly. You cannot say that the wisdom of Hashem is inside of you in a way that you are grasping it. So you could be learning certain parts that will contribute to your wondrous unity with Hashem, and there'll be certain parts which won't contribute to it. V'nimtza comes out, Shemala zu shel chachmas Hashem bikirbo, hi b'chol echad v'echad v'yerko. Therefore, this virtue of the wisdom of Hashem inside of the person that comes, that is this connection between you and Hashem, it will vary differently according to everybody. It's going to be according to the quality of his knowledge and grasp of each one of the four aspects of the Torah which we mentioned. That's how much the Chachmas Hashem will be inside of the person. So now if you look in footnote 30, He says, "Umikan od hevdol ben kiyum ha-mitzvus v'yedeas ha-Torah." Now we have another difference between doing mitzvahs and understanding Torah. Machesho ha-or ha-loki ha-makif es-ha-nefesh al-dekim ha-mitzvus nishar muvdol maruma mitvisas ha-adam. Now that after the fact that the light, the godly light surrounds a person's soul after there's a mitzvah, but it still remains separated and elevated beyond man's grasp. Harehu b'chol adam b'shava. That way it's equal to everybody. In other words, let's say everybody listens to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody's the same. In that aspect of fulfilling the mitzvah of the Torah, provided you've done the mitzvah the way it's meant to be done, obviously. I mean, it goes without saying, there's different levels of how do you physically do a mitzvah. You know, a person, let's say tefillin. All men put on tefillin. Some people put on a kosher pair of tefillin. Some don't put on a kosher pair of tefillin. There's going to be a big difference. Right? No question about that. But assuming that from the physical aspect, everything's being done the same way, then everybody, all human beings are equal in terms of the or Eloki Hamakiv, the surrounding light, they're all equal in that way. On the other page, Mashainkein Hamala de Chachmas Hashem Bekirba, but the virtue of Hashem's wisdom inside of you, Ade Yediyas Vasagas HaTorah, by understanding and knowing Torah, He Ish Kefi Sichlo, it's everybody according to his intellect. Heyo, since Shemaduber al Kesher im Chachmas Hashem beOfen Shel Tefisa, since we're talking about a connection to wisdom of Hashem through the way means of grasping, Shinas is dat of Hashkafas Shel Adam, that makes the intellect and the grasp of a person, right? Dargas Chachmas Hashem hanitvesis b'seichel Adam nimderes lefi kochi dizosov asogas b'pardes. So that's going to depend on how much he's grasped. So therefore, there's going to be differences in that aspect. So when you're doing mitzvahs, all Jews can be equal in that aspect. They all can be equal in that aspect of the Hashem's light separating surrounding the person. Everybody can be equal in that way. You can be equal to the greatest rabbi in the world in terms of the physical, actual doing. Now, I would add, probably to the degree of grasp that you have, you're probably going to try to do the mitzvah better. But notwithstanding that point, it's possible at least, that everybody can be equal in that area. But in the grasp of Torah, there's clearly going to be differences, and there's going to be differences in how unified a person is with Hashem based on that. So that's another difference that comes out. Okay, next page, Reish Tes Zion, in the brackets. Rabbeinu Kolol Kan Gam Eschelek Hasod Shabbatorah. The Rebbe has added the idea of sod, the mystical deep secrets, as also part of the package of how much can a person internalize and grasp of Hashem's Chachma. Ki gam b'lima Torah sod, even when you're learning sod, which is pnimiyas haTorah, the inner content of the Torah, yesh namalazu shebasakas haTorah, there is a virtue of grasping Torah. Even though those aspects in Sod are the ultimate of spirituality, which would appear to be beyond the intellect, person still has to work hard to grasp the concepts. Each person according to his power of intellect. When you learn Torah Sod in a way that you grasp it, lashur abur clearly, there becomes a wondrous unity between the soul of the human being and that portion of the Sod as well. Therefore, these godly aspects that are clarified in the depths of Torah, that unifies within the soul of the human being. And they now act upon the person in an internal way. So what I believe he is saying is that, you know, it's obviously easier to understand this concept when you're learning Chumash, trying to understand what a Pasuk is saying, learning what Rashi is saying, learning what Ramban is saying, learning what the Medrash is saying. Okay, so there's a lot to connect to. Learning a parsha class properly, internalizing the messages that are there, understanding the Gemara, understanding what's the halacha in this area, what's the will of Hashem. Those are all wonderful things, and they're good, and they bond you with Hashem without any doubt. But when dealing with the sod of Torah, the deepest, deepest mysteries of the Torah, now you're getting into the inner content of what's going on. You're getting to a much deeper level. It's much harder to understand what's going on, and therefore, but it's a much greater return if you do understand the sod. If you understand the sod of Torah, the secrets of Torah, then you are getting to a much deeper connection to Hashem. But it's going to be much harder to achieve that level of these deeper connections to Hashem. But it's an amazing point of understanding. No different than, you know, probably a bad analogy. You know, your relationship with people is the same way. You know, just like there's pardes in Torah, there's pardes in understanding other people. What do I mean? Well, you see another, even with who people you're married to, you know, there's the pshat. You see what the person does. Whatever. Your spouse cooks you dinner. That's pshat. No, looks very nice. Thank you very much. And that can connect you a little bit. But then there's remez. No, I don't know. Not everybody picks up on a remez. Remez is a hint. You know, so the person who fixed your dinner, you know, if you really taste the food and you notice, you know, I think the person spent quite a bit of time on this meal. It's not just your simple frozen TV dinner. You know, the person notices the remez that, you know, the table was set particularly nice. There's a nice little flower over there, and it's a remez, you know, not a person who's not too focused won't even notice it's there. Won't notice the time that was involved. And then you get to the drush. The drush, you know, can say, you know, what more beyond what you saw on the table and it was hinted to is there. You know, there's a drush. You had to go to Sobeys, had to pick up the food, you had this, you had that. It wasn't just eating the food. The person was just giving you the food. The person was spent 7 hours preparing this meal. That's the drush. Then there's the sod. The sod is, you know how much this person loves you. Depending on how you learn up that event will depend how uniquely connected you'll be to that person. If all you do when you get a meal is you were told to say thank you very much for the meal, so I've done my mitzvah of thanking my spouse for preparing the meal, which gives you, you know, just an outer connection. But when you're learning it up, you're learning up the topic of your spouse's relationship with you. That's a topic. That's a Torah as well, and there's a pardes. There's a pardes to that. And, you know, it manifests itself in so many ways. You know, why your spouse, it's getting to the what is driving the behavior of the person. That becomes, you know, in the deepest way, that becomes the sod. And the more you know about that person, the more you feel connected to that person. That person either shares with you their deepest feelings, or you can intuit what their deeper feelings are, because you're looking deeply into what they're doing. So, you know, clearly, you see there are different relationships with people and spouses out there. You can clearly see if there's a very superficial relationship there, or there's a very deep relationship over there. Right? So it's the same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're going to learn a little bit of his Torah, you know, very simplistic way, so you have a very simple connection to Hashem. If you're learning the deepest Torah, then you get a much deeper connection to Hashem. So you can really understand, you know, what is the tremendous virtue for those people who spend their whole lives learning Torah. If you're spending your life learning Torah properly, of course, it's got to be properly, then you're in the most enviable position to be in. So, I mean, you could understand why people want to dedicate their lives to learning Torah. because, you know, you're always getting to this aspect of the deepest connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right now, there's going to be other things that we'll be seeing that have to be involved with that. But that, and then after a period of time, it's time to learn Kabbalah, time to learn Sod, and the person gets deeper into those ends. So that, it's all different, and everyone will appreciate the deep connection to Hashem in a different way. And that's going to be the basis of what your enjoyment of Olam Haba is going to be. For sure. Yeah. Person can go deeper than other people. If you have more kishronos, if you have more intelligence, raw intelligence, you are capable. First of all, it's implying that person has a greater opportunity to get closer to Hashem. And Hashem will expect more. However, it doesn't preclude, you're right, but it doesn't preclude that a person with less kishronos can daven to get more kishronos. I just said a word this week about that. About Yeshua. Yeshua, the Medrash says, Yeshua was not such a big Talmud Chacham. He wasn't. And Hashem had to gift him a lot of it because of all the efforts he made. He made a lot of effort. He tried his hardest. He wasn't so smart. People didn't think he was so smart. And Hashem had to give him. Listen, we don't have to go further than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sits on the mountain for 40 days. Hashem is teaching him Torah. He ain't getting it. Because this is godly wisdom. And the human being can't get it. Then and there, Hashem gifted it to him. So it doesn't preclude the fact, you're right, but a person davens very hard with all his heart and all his soul, there's no reason why Hashem can't upgrade his natural abilities. It's harder. But it doesn't mean he can't achieve that. There were many gedolim who didn't appear as younger people to have any deep understanding of Torah. And you daven for it, you work on it, and Hashem gives it to you. So that's also a great possibility. Okay, next page, Reish Yud Zayin. Based on what we're saying, there's another wondrous aspect in this idea of knowing Torah. Since knowledge of Torah, and that's the Torah that's enclosed in the soul of the human being, and his intellect surrounds it within it. Therefore, that kind of Torah is called bread. And it's called sustenance of the soul. Explains the Chassidus Mufares. Kishem shikim v'chiyus ha'guf ha'gash mitluim b'mazon, kach gam ha'nefesh ha'lokis ha'kuka l'mazon b'shvil chiyuso. Just like the body is dependent and has to have a sustenance to keep it alive physically, so too does the godly soul require spiritual sustenance to keep it alive. Perish, meaning, chiyus haneshama kadosha hi tvekus velkus. What is life for a soul? A holy soul's life is predicated on clinging to Hashem. Amnam kadesha or aloki yamshi chiyus b'neshama. But what has to happen for the godly energy to keep flowing into the soul? You need the light to get in. Just like physical food that enters into the body. And this is the wondrous concept of Torah. That it enters, the godly light enters into the soul of the person just as sustenance sustains a physical body. In other words, you can have souls that are very weak, very almost dead, because they're starving. The soul needs sustenance for it to feel alive and energized. Now, it's always going to be there, but it's going to relatively be like in a comatose state. The person's just not in tune with it. You always have an neshama, there's no question about it. It's not going to be like the body. If you don't feed the body dies. Totally. The analogy is not 100%. If you don't learn, you know, the neshama isn't going to die, but it's going to lie dormant and totally not be alive in you, and you won't feel it. If you're learning Torah the way the Rebbe is saying, that will bring life to your neshama. Your mamash will feel chiyus. You will feel the neshama inside of you. You will mamash feel that neshama inside of you. So that's a tremendous aspect in Torah as well. It mamash gives you life. Right? Eitz chayim hi lamacha zikim ba, a tree of life to those who cling to it, who support it, who cling to it. That's the Torah. He explains, Balatanya, just like physical bread sustains the body when it enters into the person literally. What happens to that bread? It turns into blood and flesh and meat, and that for the person is alive and is maintained. Explains the Chassidus verse. So for the sustenance, the physical sustenance, to give life and maintain the body, it's not enough to eat the food. The food's got to get inside and to be digested. Until it becomes the blood and the flesh and the meat of the person. That's the part that's inseparable from the body. Technically, the food, when it's in your body, it's still separable. It can go out. It can be waste. The fact that the food has gone through the trachea does not mean it's connected to your body. We'll see what happens. And if it, you know, gets in, fine. Then it gives life to the person. Just because you've eaten a lot of food doesn't mean it's going to sustain you. You know, if whatever you eat you can't keep in, chas v'shalom, you ain't going to live very long. What do you mean? It's been in my body, but it keeps coming out. You need something that becomes integrated into the body. And that's what happens over there. And that's the same thing that the Torah, it gets integrated into your kishkas, into your neshama, mamish. And that gives life and vibrancy to the person. And that's why you got it. And just like you say, well, I ate 3 months ago, I don't have to eat for a while. That doesn't say, that's not true. Can't say I learned Torah when I was a bacher. I don't have to learn Torah when I'm older. You need sustenance your whole life. Every day. Every day you need sustenance for that new spark of the soul that comes in. It needs sustenance for that day. And it has to penetrate deeply into. So what if you're learning the Torah? What if you learn the Torah, you don't understand what you're learning? You're sitting in class, an hour goes by, and nothing gets in. So you haven't eaten, you may have eaten the food, but it doesn't get absorbed into the body. It doesn't give you life. So that's why it's always important. You have to, when you're learning Torah, you gotta walk away with something concrete. Okay, maybe some days it's harder, but over a period of days, the message has to sink in. It has to get in. If it doesn't get in, then you're not really providing life for the neshama. That's clear what he's saying. And it's mamish the life that you have. Okay, now he says a very important, condition in Reishit Ches. So how could it be that sometimes you'll find people who learn Torah and they still aren't close to Hashem? Still aren't close to Hashem. And you really don't see anything fantastic about that person. So now comes a very, very important condition. So first he'll just finish up the analogy and then he'll come into the condition. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the next page. Sorry, not yet. Kach b'dias haTorah. So it is with Torah v'asagosa b'nefesh adam and the comprehension as it goes into the person. Shalom da heitev b'yun sichlat shenitfeses psichol isachas yom v'hoyu l'chadim. If you learn it well, and you grasp, your intellect grasps it well, and it's unified with you, and it's one with you, nasa mosan l'nefesh v'chaim b'kirba becomes the sustenance for the soul and life inside. Mechai ha'chaim ein sof aruchu hamalubish v'chachmas v'taras b'kirba. It's life from the infinite God that's enclosed in his wisdom of his holy Torah that's inside of you. That's that life that's inside of you. Explains the chassidus for us. Just like in the physical analogy, the food only becomes, helps you if it gets absorbed inside you and becomes the blood and the meat and everything of the person. So too does the godly light become sustenance for the soul and life inside of it. For that to happen, it has to go in, it goes in and unifies with it. This is the unique activity that comes out of the knowledge and grasp of Torah that acts upon the soul of the person, that through that, the neshama receives its sustenance and its life. So your neshama does not get any life from doing mitzvahs. It's surrounded by an aura loki, but it doesn't get any sustenance and any life. Learning mitzvahs alone is not going to give you life of the soul. It'll surround you with God's light. You'll have food all around you. You know, he's going to say in a minute. In other words, what are the two basic needs that a person has in life? The two most basic needs are food and shelter. Food and shelter. You know, air is something to talk about. Either it's there or it's not. Food, you have to work hard to get food and shelter. You know, air is a given. It's a given. Hashem gives you an neshama. It's given. Okay, what do you have to work on? Food and shelter. You know, if you live except in the most tropical place, if you don't have either one, you will die. If you live in Toronto with no shelter, you will probably die. When it gets very cold, you'll freeze to death. You will die. If you don't eat food, you will also die. So you need food, you need shelter. So the mitzvahs are a shelter. It's the Or Makif surrounding you. That's a shelter. Let's not minimize that. It's important to have a shelter. Right? But you could have a beautiful home. Yeah, remember the big analogy? Maybe analogous to this. I forgot who it was. You'll remind me. But there was a very, very wealthy man, a very wealthy man. This was in Europe, I think. I'm not sure if it was one of the Rothschilds. I'm not sure. And for some reason, somehow, he was locked in the vault of the bank over a weekend. And nobody knew it. And the vaults are airtight. And by Monday morning, they came, they opened up the vault. He was dead. And I don't remember exactly the details. Someone will correct me on this. So what they found, he had pierced his body to make blood to write a little message, something to the effect that with all the money in the world couldn't save his life. It's a famous story. I don't remember all the details. But in other words, the guy was loaded. He had all the money in the world. Couldn't save him. If he didn't have that drop of air or whatever, no food, you're dead. So you could do a lot of mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs. You have a beautiful, beautiful mansion. But no food. You're going to starve to death. So let's not say, well, what are mitzvahs worth? Mitzvahs give you a lot of shelter, protect you from a lot of things. You do mitzvahs, you know, a person has a lot of mitzvahs, he will not be so tempted to do averos. Why? Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. One mitzvah causes another mitzvah. Why? It creates more or hamakif. And the more surrounded light that you have, the less likely you're going to fall and stumble and do averos. And that's called shelter, which is very important to have shelter. You know, a person can learn Torah. What a person learns Torah and doesn't do mitzvahs? What does that mean? Well, you'll see shortly what it means in a deeper sense. But clearly, even if you're close to Hashem, you're not protected. And even if you're close to Hashem, you can still be very seduced by your Yetzirah. You know, so you can't just say, well, let me just learn Torah and not do any mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. You still need shelter. What person has lots of food and he's still on the street on a freezing cold day? He's going to die. Right? So you have to have food and shelter. So mitzvahs is the shelter and Torah is the food. That's all. And that's a healthy person. Has both. Has food and shelter. Yeah.
Is understanding the mitzvahs the Torah or is that the Maaseh?
That's the Torah. That's the idea of Satara. I understand exactly every reason why Hashem. I know every halacha about tefillin. I know why Hashem wants to be tefillin. I know the panemius of tefillin, and I'm constantly aware of that. So when you're doing the mitzvah, it's like you're sheltered. It's when you understand the mitzvah that you're doing, it's eating your meal in a nice, comfortable home. Which you have a very nice, you're eating a beautiful dinner, you know, in the North Pole on a frigid night. How much you gonna enjoy the meal? How much you gonna enjoy the meal? Right? Or you have a very comfortable home and you got no food. How much you gonna enjoy the shelter that you have when you're starving? Right? That's why, you know, you could have frum Jews who do a lot of mitzvahs. They do a lot of mitzvahs. They're chesed, this, that, but they don't learn any Torah. So you're not learning any Torah. These people are starving. They're starving, you know, and they've got a lot of shelter, but they're starving. That's not acceptable. That person learns a lot of Torah, doesn't do any mitzvahs. He's full, but he's freezing. Right? So that's unacceptable both ways. Right. So where'd I go now? Ki aderech sheba ein sof baruch hu, because the way in which the infinite Hashem is in mekor kol chaim, that's the root of all life. Yochli kadosh v'neshama zara above and shalis achdus, can enter the person in a way of unity. How does that happen? He rocked it. Yes, like a Torah, only if you understand Torah. The kasher adam lo made es chachmas a Torah biyun gadol. If a person learns Torah in great depth, until it's grasped by the seichel and unified with it, just like the food digests in the stomach, that godly light that is enclosed within the Torah now enters the person's soul and gives him godly sustenance. In the brackets, it would say, now you understand deeply what it means. The true life of a person comes from Torah, because Torah is called Chayenu, our life. Ki heim Chayenu ve'orechimenu. For Torah is our life. Ki kai neshama shel Torah tluyim be'esek haTorah. The life of the soul of a person, rather, the life of the soul of a person, which really means to cling to Hashem, depends on learning Torah. Life, if you're talking about life from a spiritual perspective, life means clinging to Hashem. Clinging to Hashem only happens if you're learning Torah deeply, because that Torah now is in your kishkas. If you don't have that nourishment of Torah, there's a weakness in the living of the soul, the life of the soul. That godly feeling. Just like when a person physically feels weak. If you don't have food, you're physically feeling weak. So you're spiritually weak. You're weak. You're not feeling Hashem. You're not alive. Next page. This is what David HaMelech said. He said, "V'sorasecha b'toch me'oy." And your Torah is in my kishkas. So, how do the commentaries explain this? Simply, "Alakasa v'tarascha b'toch me'oy." Pirish Rashi. What does Rashi say? "Af macholai al pi ha'torascha'i." Rashi learns Pshad. He says, all the food that goes into my stomach, it's based on Torah. Meaning to say, I'm eating kosher food. I'm eating food for the right reasons, because Hashem wants me to be strong. So all my food that comes into my stomach is based on what the Torah says it should be. Which is a nice, simple Pshad. And Matsuda says, Perish v'torascha shemora bilvivi, asher hoya michlal amayayim. Your Torah that teaches me from my heart. And my heart is part of my internal structure. So the Torah is part of my inside. But, so, but now that we've explained deeply that Torah is the sustenance of the soul, moving ahead, it's much more posher and deeper and more correct. The Pshat and the Pasuk. How the Torah is comparing grasping Torah that really goes through the mind, and he's saying it's going into your kishkas. Now you understand. Just like physical bread goes into the person and becomes part of the physical person. Kacha Torah mechaya umezina as an neshama aydei shadivir Torah nitvasim v'nechtanzim soch seichel adam v'efim p'timi. So now the Torah gives life and sustenance to the soul, that the words of the Torah enter into the intellect of the person in an inner way, and it now makes the soul alive. That's a pshat. That's a simple pshat in the pasuk. And now the thing I said already, that's what it says in the Eitz Chaim. Shelavusha neshamos kigan Eden heina mitzvos v'atara hi amosan l'neshamos. That the garment of the soul in Gan Eden comes from the mitzvahs, and the Torah is the sustenance for the soul. That's what the Baal Tanya says. Explains the Chassidus Mevoras. Hachilik Mevor Leil Bein Torah LeMitzvahs. What's the difference, as we explained, between Torah and mitzvahs? Shemitzvahs Or Hashem Rak Malbish Umakif Es Adam. That the mitzvahs only surround and clothe the person. But when you learn Torah, Shechachmas Hashem Bekirba, that the wisdom of Hashem is inside of you, Arayunasa Muslim Levesh, that becomes sustenance for the soul. Now you understand what the Arizal is saying. So the Torah is the food, and the mitzvahs are the garments for the souls of Gan Eden. Perish, meaning to say. Just like a person down in this world has to have food and garments that he's able to live in this world, so does the soul above in Gan Eden need nourishment and clothing that are spiritual. And food and clothing, where does that come from? You got to make it. It only is fashioned through the service of the neshama in this world. How? By learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Through learning Torah, you have godly sustenance is being provided. And through doing mitzvahs, creates the garments, the spiritual garments for the soul above. So you say more than just food and shelter, food and garments. What's really garments is shelter. It's the most closest shelter. Put a fur coat on in the winter. Right? But if a person doesn't have a lot of Torah now, it's going to be starving up there. But now at the fact that the neshama is in the goof here now, it's not able to feel the essential spirituality and godly light of Torah mitzvahs. We don't appreciate what's going on over here. The physicality of the body and all of physicality hides all of that. If you only would know that we're starving, if you only would know that we have got clothes on, right? Then we hurry up and get some clothes on. Right? The king with no clothes. He thinks he's wearing clothes. He ain't, that's what we're living in a world today, the king with no clothes. You don't have to do any mitzvahs. We're all going around without any clothes. We don't even realize that we don't go with any clothes. Ubalas on the shamla got Aiden. Miskal and Sham or Loki, Shapola Bavodos Vomose, Vahu Shakorach, whatever. It must be a typo or something. But when he comes, his neshama goes up to Gan Eden, it's revealed in the soul that godly light that acted upon the person in this world. Right? Vahuhu, I don't know what that last word is. Shacharach? Shach. There's a typo there. Maybe scharam, scharo, maybe it's a vav, not a ches, I don't know. And that's what he says in footnote 37. We say in Gan Eden, the neshamas delight in the splendor of the Shekhinah. What is that? Huziv Torah Savoda Samamish. That's the splendor of his Torah and his Avoda that he had. But it must be a hay. Oh, you know what it is? A hay. I put a line there. Schara. So that's its reward. Okay. All right, we didn't get to the critical prerequisite. That'll come tomorrow, next week. But the main point we should walk away from here is to realize that, you know, doing Torah and learning mitzvahs is the food and clothing for the person. And even though in this world, so let's put it this way, to the degree that a person thinks this world is a physical world, to that degree, when he's learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, he doesn't even appreciate what's going on in the person. To the degree that the person is removed from physicality and is sensitive to spirituality, he will feel clothed by Hashem, and he'll feel nourished and sustained by Hashem, and he'll feel alive. So those are amazing things that we have to, hopefully Hashem will give us that ability to sense and appreciate that which he's giving us through Torah and mitzvahs.